All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, the fight has been set as Floyd Mayweather Jr. will look to put a stamp on an undefeated and unblemished boxing career when he takes on Andre Berto on September the 12th, 2015, in the MGA Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, there are plenty of people out there, myself included, that will scratch their heads as far as the selection of Mayweather's opponent for his proposed final fight in the ring. You look at Andre Berto. Berto has a record of 30-3, okay? And he has lost three of his last six fights. Those losses coming to Victor Ortiz, Robert Guerrero, and Jesus Soto Carras. Now, once you look at Guerrero and Ortiz, these were two guys that Mayweather easily defeated. And Berto has won his last two fights. He beat Steve Chambers, and he also beat Josecito Lopez. But those are two guys that weren't going to give him a ton of competition as far as Berto's skills. Now, to me, I'm going to say it now. I'm going to say it up to the fight. This is a glorified layup for Floyd Mayweather. This is not the way that a lot of people wanted him to go out. And I know some people have been critical of Mayweather as saying that, you know what, he doesn't always fight the top guys and he tends to handpick his guys. Mayweather has the ability to pick his opponents because Mayweather is currently boxing's biggest draw. And once you factor in the politics that go on behind the scenes in boxing, this is why Mayweather is able to do what he does. At the same time, though, for those people that will go out there and accuse Floyd Mayweather of not fighting the top guys, they're wrong. Because if you look throughout his career, he has defeated some of the best that boxing can put in front of you. You go back to 2005 when he fought a warrior in the name of Arturo Gatti. And don't get me wrong, Arturo Gatti was not the best welterweight out there, but this was a guy that was going to give you everything that he had for 12 rounds, and he was not going to make it easy for you. You look at the fight that Mayweather had with Zab Judah back in 2006, and you knew that when both of those fighters got into the ring, the winner of that bout would see their career take that next step. Then the fight that made Mayweather a superstar was when he secured a split decision victory over Oscar De La Hoya back in 2007. But since then, Ricky Hatton, Juan Manuel Marquez, Shane Mosley, Miguel Cotto, Robert Guerrero, Canelo Alvarez back in 2013. He twice got by Marcos Maidana, and of course, this past May when he defeated Manny Pacquiao. Now, you look at Mayweather and it's like this. He will tie Rocky Marciano with his next victory at 49 wins. There are some people out there that are speculating that Mayweather would stay around for a 50th victory, but I tell you like this, with the powers that be in boxing, I don't see them allowing Mayweather to get past Rocky Marciano and get the 50 wins. I think the powers that be will allow Mayweather to get to the 49 victory mark and tie Marciano, and he'll just have to leave it at that. But you look at a guy like Berto. Berto in the past, with his style, is not going to be a style that is going to give Floyd Mayweather Jr. any competition. Now, Berto says he wants to go out there and shock the world. That's, you know, good if he wants to go in there with that mindset. But the bottom line is, when the bell rings, it's going to be a different story. And that's due to the fact you look at Mayweather, who is the best defensive fighter of this era and probably one of the best defensive fighters of all time. Mayweather knows how not to get hit. He does just enough hitting, and he knows how to go out there and frustrate his opponent. Now, you look at a guy like Andre Berto, he doesn't have the punching power, nor the speed, nor the boxing skill to go out there and frustrate a guy like Floyd Mayweather, which is a reason why a lot of people are going to question the fact that Mayweather picked Berto. You had Amir Khan out there. You also had Keith Thurman. And there was also the possibility of Englishman Kell Brook. but Mayweather decided to go with Berto. This fight is being put on pay-per-view. I don't know why. This could have been a simple Showtime fight, if not put it on CBS and just have the sponsors pay a little bit more to be on the telecast. But I tell you right now, Mayweather is not going to get the payday that he was looking for from a pay-per-view aspect. And I think once they see that people are not going to go all out and as far as trying to get this fight, hopefully somebody could step in and this fight would just be put on regular TV or even regular Showtime for that matter. But nobody is really going to pay their hard-earned money to watch Floyd Mayweather fight Andre Berto, especially after a ton of people feel that they were robbed this past May and watching Mayweather Pacquiao in Vegas. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.